Glug, glug.
Hey, this is Graham at Demo Spring 2011 Pavilion, and I'm at the booth of none other than Minnesota company Workface, and I'm with Leif Larson.
Hi, Graham.
And Tanner Thompson.
How you doing, Graham?
You guys rocked the stage for Minnesota. It's always good to have a Minnesota company here. We don't have too many that come this way. You're the first in at least 5 years. And in fact, you're only the second one that I know of in maybe the last decade. So I got to ask, well, first, tell the people what Workface is all about and what you introduced. Then we'll talk about food.
Yeah, we introduced our customer-initiated engagement platform. The objective of our software is to help connect Salesforce with customer on the web. And that might sound like a really, like, what is that? What does that do exactly? What we're trying to do is replicate the way that humans are in the real world and how you might walk into a business and meet with someone, but do the same thing at a company's website. So you can find the person that you want to talk to. You can talk with them at your engagement. You don't have to give up your contact information, but you can get answers back. And for businesses, this helps them to introduce their selling proposition earlier to another human being. And for the customer, it allows you to have control and make sure that you have a real human as an option when you're trying to make decisions about buying something.
Yep, absolutely. So it's not so much about technology as it is about human to human.
It really is. It's about that human experience. And, no matter who you are, how you like to engage in the buying process, when you need a human being, it's always nice to have them available to you.
Yep. Well, and I love the way you positioned it for, it allows really high-quality salespeople selling high-value, kind of high transaction cost, considered purchases.
Yeah.
This is a solution that just hasn't been available to these folks.
No, it hasn't.
They must love it.
It hasn't been. I mean, if you want to go buy a car, you can certainly find all the specs you could possibly want online.
Yeah.
But you're not going to really get that experience and ask those questions unless you show up on a dealership. This helps people to get a little bit deeper in the process, engage with a real human being. And for the automobile company that's trying to sell online, how do you get your sales guys online today? I mean, how do you present them to your customers and say, we're here to help you?
Yeah, this is just so needed. But, let me ask Tanner to describe what the container is that one sees when one goes to a site that is Workface-ized, I guess we'll call it, and we see a little thing at the bottom of the website that says engage with us, and you click on that and it pops up what's in there.
You get these portable profiles, and they're very media rich, so a lot of things can go in these: videos, documents, links, and you really want to get an idea of what the type of person is that you're dealing with here, and this does a great job of doing that. And what's great about these profiles is that they're portable. They don't just have to be in one place on the company website. They can go out on social media, on Facebook.
Yeah, you showed it on Facebook.
Yep. It's powerful stuff, because that person can then go sell from more than one place.
Yeah.
And I was out at Suburban Chevrolet showing these guys this technology, and they were just getting so excited about all the different places they could go start selling in more than one place.
Yeah, because
online.
These guys at showrooms like that, and Suburban Chevrolet is in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, right? They stand around waiting for customers to show up, and they're wasting all kinds of time when they could be out there on the web selling,
Well, it's funny. They do sit there sometimes and twiddle their thumbs, and it's because their customers are online searching for information, and they know they're going to come in later. This gives them an opportunity to engage with them much earlier.
Get out in front of them. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is great. Well, I want to hear about now what you thought of the experience. I mean, you had never been, neither of you had ever been to a demo before, right?
That's correct.
No, I had not been to demo.
And Matt Marshall hooked up with you and convinced you to come. And
he did convince me to come, and I think we're the better for it. It's been a great experience. Very kind human being. comedians out here.
Yeah.
A very well-managed event.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie really knows her stuff.
Yeah.
It's been seamless. It's a great venue. And, you know, it's wonderful to be in an atmosphere that's so conducive to entrepreneurs. This not everyone's cut out to be in these early stage businesses,
yeah.
and we're surrounded by a bunch of people that empathize with what we're
yeah.
going through.
Yeah, they kind of support each other. That's what somebody was saying from the stage at the Demo God thing at the end, is how the startups all sort of, you know, support each other and help each other and you know, and learn from each other, and a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
so,
you think we do that back in Minnesota, but you need to come out here and experience this to understand what it could be.
Yeah, well, you know, this thing has like a 20-year history, and they run it about as well as any event that I've ever been to. And, you know, the production crew and the way they've got the lighting and the stage, you know, and all the people running it behind the scenes. You got to go through a lot of the rehearsal kind of stuff, and you had good coaching before you came, and that matters. You know, you probably saw a few up there that maybe didn't have the coaching they should have had. But
we've been really impressed with the production values here too, and just the video that they did with us.
Yeah,
just great stuff.
Yeah, well, and you know, the benefits flow afterwards as all this content gets out on the web. And
you know what? The event's not even over with yet, and we've been covered on New York Times, CIO. So
all right,
you know, good coverage.
Yeah, and TechSurf blog about to happen.
About to happen.
Yeah, then the floodgates open. Look out! Don't give me no New York Times, baby. Wait till you see what I got up my sleeve.
Get our servers ready.
No, I live blog the thing, so you can scroll through my live blog and see what I said about you. Of course, I had to write about 51 others too.
Yeah.
So I mean, my hands are going to take a couple days to recover from all that. But anyway, well, it's great that you guys made it and did so well up there, and you even had a little bit of a technical glitch, which you told me about after, and I didn't even notice, and I don't think anybody did. So you guys recovered from that.
It was a backup plan.
You always have the backup plan.
Yeah.
It was a combination of me entirely changing the script impromptu and jumping to a different area, Tanner covering with a couple of backup images, and the production studio was expecting me to hit cues, and all of a sudden I changed the script on them and do a 180, and they covered marvelously.
We owe those guys a beer.
Yeah, we do owe them a beer.
Yeah, well, it was orchestrated extremely well.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to be hanging out here in the pavilion for, I guess, till 7 or so, and then we got a little partying to do later, so we can relax and have a little fun.
Yeah.
Karaoke, right? I'm not getting up there, but you guys have enough beers, you might get up there, huh?
Tanner's already got his song picked out. What's that song you plan on doing?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Hey, there you go. Go for it. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, great talking to you guys, and
thanks,
I'll see you later on.
Thank you, Graham.
Okay.
Have a great one.